Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Today. Hello and welcome inside Studio 34. Frank Stanfill alongside the analyst Chris Ventura. Fantasy Sports Today with breaking news in the World Cup 2018. The 2014 World Cup champions have been reduced to mortal men. That is correct. Germany has been eliminated from World Cup 2018 in a group that consisted of Mexico, Sweden, South Korea. They lose to South Korea. Chris Ventura, I have to ask you, A, is this the biggest upset in World Cup history? Is this the biggest loss in Germany history? And what can we expect moving forward with this German squad?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously I'm a little happy as an Italy fan because I didn't want them getting their fifth World Cup over Italy's four World Cups, so they're still tied. But, you know, I know you're a big fan of Germany, so it's upsetting to see them go that way. This is one of the biggest upsets I've ever seen in terms of such a powerhouse team losing to a team like South Korea. All they had to do was put a goal in the net at one point because Sweden was beating up on Mexico. They ended up winning 3-0. So all they had to do was get the goal against Korea, a team that, you know, lost both their games. You think they do that. Korea was plus 1,400. If you were to take them outright in betting terms before this game. So it's insane. I think it's, one of the biggest choke jobs, one of the biggest upsets I've ever seen, since I'm alive, and I've seen a lot of World Cups. But this has also been a trend in the last three World Cups history. 2006, Italy won the World Cup. 2010, they got knocked out in the group stage, actually came in last in the group, like Germany here, in a group that consisted of New Zealand, Paraguay, and another weak team, Slovakia. So it's called the World Cup hangover. Yeah, and you know, it happened to Spain as well, you know, from winning in 2010 to 2014, they got knocked out in the group as well. So it's 3 years running that you get this hangover. The game itself, I mean, Germany had all these opportunities. I know they rested some guys because there were guys on yellow cards. I guess they figured they'd probably win this game or advance in some fashion because Mexico might have, you know, tied or beat Sweden. But it didn't happen. They didn't put away the goals they might, you know, they should have put away. They didn't pull the Argentina like they did against Sweden. You know, they won that game at the very end against Sweden, right? I mean, what do you think? Didn't you feel that coming? I felt the goal coming. It just didn't go that way.
Yeah. Look, first time Germany has been eliminated in group stage in the history of the World Cup.
It's
obviously
crazy.
That is a long time. Just talking about this game, as Chris mentioned, so many missed opportunities for Germany. That seemed to be a common theme in this World Cup. They didn't have the typical strikers. They didn't have pace. They left Leroy Sané off the World Cup roster, a move that some people questioned. They have older veterans in Mario Gomez. Again, we saw throughout the World Cup, they were beat on counterattacks. They like to have their right and left backs push up the field. They like them to play a midfield style of play. But then you get exposed on counterattacks. We saw that happen in the Mexico game. Look, Mexico could have beat them easily 3-0
right.
in that
the
first
pace.
Game. So Germany was lucky to just lose that game 1-0. And then they were also, in my opinion, lucky. I mean, there was skill involved. The Toni Kroos goal in the game against Sweden, that was skillful, no
yes.
doubt about it. But there was a little bit of luck involved, too, to score that late in stoppage time. But here, as you mentioned, South Korea, plus 1,400 underdogs against Germany in this game. I mean, I told you the stat. The first time they've ever been eliminated
in a
group stage in the history of the World Cup and against South Korea. So, look, you mentioned the World Cup hangover. There might be something there. I need to ask you, what happens with Germany moving forward? Yogi Löw took over, after the 2006 World Cup?
Yeah, he's been around a while.
Do they look to make a move there? Do they have to change up the roster here? What happens with Germany moving forward, Chris?
Yes, I think this is, as you've seen with previous World Cup teams, Italy did this too. You know, you have that World Cup hangover. You have the same coach for a long time now. You're talking, you know, close to 10 years or over 10 years, something like that, Yogi Löw. I think it's time to move on, get a new coach, get a new regime in, get new blood in. Because you know what the big problem with this team is? not only just the pace, it's age. There is some age on the defensive side. There is some age throughout the team. I know, you know, you got talent, a plethora of talent, even on the bench. And like you said, to keep someone off the World Cup roster was a risky move. What was it?
Leroy Sané.
Leroy Sané, exactly. So, this is where you need someone new, bringing a new strategy and a new regime for the club, because, you know, you have to do that sometimes. A lot of times these World Cup winning teams think they need to keep the same players as they did in the previous World Cup to keep that same style of play to win the World Cup again, but it doesn't always work because it's 4 years down the line. We're not talking about, you know, going from 2006 to 2007, 2016 to 2017, you know, the next year, you know what I mean? It's 4 years down the line. These players change. Things change. The chemistry isn't the same. Players get older. So you need to do that. I'm telling you, Yogi Love is getting fired or, you know, resigning, however they want to do it. Maybe he could do it on his own terms, but he's not going to be there anymore. They need to go a new route. It's sad to see them go in this group stage, but I believe there is something to this World Cup hangover theory. You know, you need pace in this World Cup, and you need also urgency. They had that urgency a little bit against Sweden in the second half. I didn't see it here in this game. I think they thought they maybe could just sit back and relax and just beat this Korea team handily or just tie and, like, advance through the group. But that's not how you got to play. You got to play every game like it's meaningful because you're not in at this point. Germany was not in at that point. They needed to get it done, and they couldn't get it done. They didn't have it. They didn't have what it takes.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Needed to see more urgency there, especially once Sweden went up with a couple of goals there against Mexico. You just needed to score one goal to win once Sweden had the 3-0 lead on Mexico. Real quick, I'm just going to ask you one time. With Germany now out, we will not have back-to-back World Cup champions. Who is your favorite? Is it still Belgium? Quickly.
Yeah, I mean, Belgium is my favorite. Before the Cup, it was France. It's a toss-up between those two. I'm still interested to see what Brazil does, but I'm going to go Belgium right now. I think they are the powerhouse, especially with Germany out. I mean, the road's looking clear for a lot of teams.
There you heard it from Chris Ventura. One of the biggest upsets in World Cup history. South Korea eliminates Germany. Germany finishes dead last in the group. That included Mexico, Sweden, and, of course, South Korea. For the analyst, Chris Ventura, I'm Frank Stanfield. Make sure to subscribe to the Fantasy Sports Network. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for watching.